Blog Talk Radio.
Invented the champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on the champagne.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. I own a music company, David Rothstein Music. Our website is drsmusic.com. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let us know. I'll be more than happy to accommodate you and consider your contribution. And we hope you enjoyed today's radio broadcast. Thank you. Our guest today is Bill McCluskey. He is the catering director at the beautiful Drake Hotel in downtown Chicago. And you can learn a little bit more about the Drake Hotel by looking at their website, which is www.thedrakehotel.com. The hotel is located at 140 East Walton Place in Chicago. The phone number is 312-787-2200. That's 312-787-2200. And let me tell you a little bit about Bill before we get started with our interview. Bill has a widely diverse background in his chosen field of catering. He has achieved success in such varied markets as Chicago, Vail, Denver, Maui, Madison, Memphis, and Hamburg, Germany. He matriculated from the University of Massachusetts, having earned the dual degrees in business administration and hotel and restaurant administration. Having 18 years of experience, specifically in the Chicago catering arena, Bill maintains his passion for weddings and exclusive catered special events, and feels his reputation is strongly grounded in an understanding of customer satisfaction and his innate ability to exceed expectations for all his clients' personal preferences. Bill's experience, care, and special knowledge will be a helpful resource to anyone planning their wedding at the historic and beautiful Drake Hotel. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
And let's get started talking about the actual hotel itself. It is certainly, as we mentioned, one of the most historic and one-of-a-kind hotels in the city. Maybe you can give us a little bit of a background about some of the history of the hotel.
Oh, I sure can. When Benjamin Marshall, a young and insightful architect, convinced the Drake brothers to build their namesake hotel where Lakeshore Drive meets Upper Michigan Avenue, the area was only a far-off corner of Chicago's downtown. This is 1920. Whereas others viewed the location across from Oak Street Beach as a drawback, Marshall saw this as the hotel's opportunity to be hailed as one of the country's first urban resorts. And that's a big point here. It became a spot where people would come for 4 to 10 weeks at a time to enjoy the summers in Chicago. Ben Marshall was an incredible architect in that he had lots of innovations, including one of our ballrooms in the hotel, the Grand Ballroom, was actually converted into a tennis court the first 25 years it was open. They took down the chandeliers, and it was an all-wooden floor. So he was quite a visionary. The Drake opened officially on New Year's Eve in 1920 with a gala dinner for 2,000 people. Unofficially, the Drake Hotel opened Thanksgiving Day, welcoming 900 Drake employees for Thanksgiving dinner. We've continued that Thanksgiving feast from the 20s all the way till the present time. Throughout the 20s, there were ducks and even baby alligators swimming in the fountain pond of the Drake's Palm Court. So again, it was quite a place for people to come and visit when they were shopping on Michigan Avenue and staying at the hotel.
That is quite a history. I mean, thanks for sharing that with us. So the Drake brothers, that's who it's actually named after then.
Yes, the Drake brothers, Tracy and John, started the hotel. They actually built the Blackstone Hotel first on South Michigan Avenue and then decided to come to the other end of Michigan Avenue with the Drake. Their father was a hotelier in Indiana for many years.
And it's such a great location. As anybody who's coming down Lakeshore Drive, the first thing you see is there it is, the Drake Hotel, you know. And it is such an icon for the Chicago skyline now. It's just absolutely beautiful. And what were some of the celebrities that have stayed at the Drake Hotel?
No, there's quite a list, including Princess Diana, Walt Disney, John Kennedy, Bob Hope, Julie Roberts. I can go on and on here with Bing Crosby, George Gershwin, Katharine Hepburn, Amelia Earhart, Gloria Swanson, and recently Bill Cosby loves to stay with us. Aretha Franklin finds this to be her Chicago home. Vince Vaughn is here quite regularly. Gloria Estefan has stayed with us, and a couple of the Jonas Brothers, among many others.
Wow, JFK stayed there. I did not know that. That's incredible. George Gershwin. Wow.
Sure, yeah, and even Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip stayed here. Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe carved their initials in the Cape Cod Dining Rooms bar, so you can come and visit and see that whenever you like.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go back there and take a look at that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Sure.
One of the neat things that I really enjoy about the Drake Hotel is that there are such a variety of different types of gorgeous ballrooms, like the Gold Coast Room, as well as a lot of smaller pre-functionary rooms. Maybe you can go through some of the various rooms and size-wise and the formats that they have for each room that they have.
Sure. Well, the most famous of all ballrooms in the city is the Gold Coast Ballroom, which can seat up to 500 people. One whole wall is floor-to-ceiling windows, 24 feet high, facing north toward the lake and the Oak Street Beach Park right across the street. The Grand Ballroom is the original ballroom of the hotel and can hold up to 400 people. We have a beautiful room called the French Room that's very blue and has nice windows also facing north. There's also 12 other smaller rooms in the hotel that hold from 10 to 100 guests. So there's lots of opportunity. I remember being in the hotel in around 1989 at Christmas time, and there were 16 parties going on at the same time. So it's quite a popular place.
And the Gold Coast Room, for anybody who hasn't seen it, is one of the most incredible rooms that you've ever been in. It's literally like walking into a movie. Every time I go in there, it's just incredible. And we were lucky enough to have our 10-piece orchestra playing there for two weddings in the last month or so. And it's always a treat to play there. The staff is absolutely wonderful, and the room itself is just absolutely breathtaking.
Well, thank you for putting that in. It really is a marvelous space, and I've had brides leave the room at the end of the party and not want to leave. They want to just stay because it's so charming and magical.
Yeah, it truly is, and everybody should. If you're downtown and you're out shopping right now for the holidays and stuff, wander into the Drake and take a peek at the Gold Coast Room. It is definitely worth the extra effort, and it is a big part of Chicago history.
Great. We welcome everyone.
And speaking of Chicago history, you also have a very unique and historic bar there, which is the Coke Dior inside the hotel. I understand there's some history of there, what happened right after the Prohibition?
Yes. Well, Prohibition started, it ended in 1933, and that's when the Cape Cod Room opened up, as well as the Cote d'Or Lounge. Prohibition went for 17 years, as some of you may know, but in 1933, the Cote d'Or was one of the first institutions in Chicago to serve alcohol after Prohibition was repealed on December 5, and all they poured for the whole day was whiskey, straight-up whiskey at 40 cents a glass.
Hmm. I hear it was the second place that served a drink in Chicago. Is that correct?
That's the word, yes. Uh-huh. I don't know the first, though. Do you?
I would like to find that out. We'll have to do some research. And anybody out there who knows, please give me a call or give Bill a call, and we'll put that question to rest there. Now, let's back up a little bit for a couple that is just got engaged. They're very excited. Obviously, the first thing they need to book is to get a great venue. And if a couple is looking for a more luxurious type of historic hotel, what would you say are some of the questions that a couple should be asking when they're searching for a place like that?
Well, I think first they have to sit down and talk together and decide on what type of venue they're looking at. If it's a real classic look like the Drake or something modern, that question has to be answered first, and then start looking at different options. The expected numbers of guests is also very important, because different rooms will have different minimums required to use that room. That's a food and beverage minimum. Also, they need to check to see what is exactly included in the packages at each property. So it is quite a process.
And is there a certain number of guests that are required to stay at the hotel as well?
No, not at all. We're happy to put together a block of rooms for guests that would be staying overnight, and there's no obligation if the rooms go unsold.
Okay.
And if we're popular and the rooms fill up quickly, we certainly can add more to the block. So we're quite flexible in that regard.
And is there a number of a minimum for each of the rooms for a Saturday night? Do they have to have, let's say, 200 guests or 150 guests, or does it depend on the actual room itself?
It depends on the room itself, and it's actually based on a food and beverage minimum, Dave. Each room will have a different food and beverage requirement in order to use the space.
Okay. And if they chose, let's say, the Gold Coast room, what exactly are they getting for that? Is it just the ability for the room itself, and then you build up all the catering from there? I mean, does it include all the linen, tables, chairs, silverware, everything, or is that what else is included?
No, that's a great question, and I always say when a bride and groom come in looking at properties that if they don't ask the questions, I'm going to answer their questions without even asking. But, yes, that's the great thing about being in a hotel environment. All the equipment's included, glass, china, silver, chairs, tables, dance floor, even linen options, and candles. So we're quite complete.
And I think a lot of times with a lot of brides and grooms, they a lot of times just ask how much things are, not because that's their biggest priority, but mainly because they don't know what other questions to ask.
That's exactly it.
And that's one of the goals of this this radio show, the Wedding 101 radio show, is to give people a little bit of pre-education before you start talking to various vendors so you have a little bit better idea. It's just like the first time, you know, you remember, Bill, when you bought your first car and maybe you came with your dad and you thought, wow, that's really a great, look how red that is and the cool wheels and I really like the leather seats. But then your dad sits down and talks about V6 versus V8, different size engines and transmissions and stuff like that. And as you go through that a few times and you get a little bit better educated, the next time you go to buy a car, you have a much better idea of the criteria of what's really important in terms of getting the best results for the car, and also if you translate that for your wedding, getting the best results from not only your venue, but also getting vendors that are going to really fit you because you've really done your homework and you've asked the right types of questions.
Well, that's it. Outside services, besides the venue, are very important. In order, I would say that you need to first find the church, then the venue, then music, photographer, florals, and a wedding consultant, perhaps a videographer as well. But there are, of course, other folks that need to be involved with the whole process.
And I think getting a fiancé, you got to have one of those. I mean, that's rule number one, right?
Yes, and a great ring, yes.
Yes, those certainly go hand in hand. We played at the used to play at the Bloomingdale's, the bridal showcases, and I was speaking with a woman who does the bridal registry there, and she said a woman came up and registered for all this stuff, and she was filling out the form and said, okay, what's the gentleman's name? She said she hadn't met him yet.
Oh!
So
that's hopeful, isn't it?
So, yeah, before you get started with all the wedding planning stuff, make sure you got yourself a fiancé. You know, that's the one thing you do have to have there. So how far in advance would you recommend a couple should be reserving their room?
Well, today it's happening a lot. A longer time is going by from the time you're booking the space to the actual date of the ceremony and reception. We're finding that anywhere from a year and a half to 6 months even. You know, some people are doing them very quickly. After doing this for 30 years, I feel that if you can make a decision and do it in 6 months, it just means that you will have less time to be worrying about everything, ladies. So I say, you know, some hotels will allow you to book 2 years in advance. Not all of them, but many will. Many venues will. But I'd say, you know, try to book as close to the date as you can just so you're not worried about it for too long.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always to your advantage to get the big things taken care of, and then you can kind of work your way through it. You don't have to order your invitations 2 years in advance or anything, but the big things will give you more peace of mind, and also you'll be locking in those particular rates too at that particular time, as opposed to, you know, they may be going up in a year and a half or so. So
yeah, that's great advice. Yeah.
So and there's also, if you're getting things that have a limited supply, like there's only one Gold Coast room, there are, you know, other rooms that you can get, but if you really have your heart set on the Gold Coast room, they can't have 2, 3, 4, 5 weddings available that date. So it's really important to jump in and get the things that are much more one of a kind. So if you want to get like a band top orchestra, then you need to step in and get be aggressive on those types of things. Stuff like invitations and flowers has a lot more flexibility as to how much lead time you really need.
That's true.
But there's really a variety of different types of venues to choose from. I interviewed a bride and groom on Sunday, and they said they looked at 13 venues before choosing one for their wedding. There's everything from boutique hotels, restaurants, museums, empty loft spaces, as well as high-end hotels such as yourself. What's the first thing that a bride and groom should do before searching for the perfect venue?
Well, David, I always say that first, sit down together and have a heart-to-heart discussion of what your plans are, what your thoughts are, your dreams, and specifically your budget. You know, that cuts out some of the venues. And just to be sure that you are, very realistic about what you do have to spend. And then find the church. After that, you can work on the venue. You don't have to worry about colors or flowers or anything until you find a venue, because you want the colors to go with that space that you'll be using. Also, you need to think about accommodations and how many people will be coming from out of town. Many times, if you're flexible with a date, then you can pick one where the best room rates are available. So keep that in mind for your guests as well.
And sometimes it's a little bit of a compromise, too, because a bride may perhaps want to have their wedding at the Drake, and somebody else, the groom, may have an idea of having a giant empty loft space. So it's really a little bit of compromise and finding some ways of having both things to, you know, it's okay, maybe we'll do the venue here, but then I get to choose a little bit more about the music or the flowers or other aspects. And so sometimes it is certainly a matter of compromising, working together, and it's a great exercise certainly for the relationship to be able to, you know, work together to find something that's going to be a perfect fit for both of you.
That's it. And then also the rehearsal dinner the night prior, that will be up to the groom in most cases.
And I know one of your biggest specialties is, of course, catering, and you guys do a fabulous job at the Drake Hotel. And how do they go about determining the menu? Is it a preset menu and then there's variations on that, or do you just go into the blank menu?
We've gone all aspects and from all different directions. The Drake has a great reputation for providing a tasting where the parents and the bride and groom will sit down and actually sample different items to make their decision on what the menu will be. This menu is reflecting the tastes of the bride and groom. So I recommend that everyone take their time when making the decisions on the menu, because it is reflecting you.
And if they have unique things that maybe aren't on the menu, maybe they have a certain side dish which is reminiscent of growing up, or something that's meaningful in their first date, some food they have, are you able to do some more creative types of things as well?
Absolutely. I think of two things. One is the third generation of bride at the Drake in the same Gold Coast ballroom. So I ask right away, well, how about we use your grandmother's menu?
Wow.
You know, consider that. And I have done that in the past with one wedding in particular. Also, we listen to what the bride and groom want to do and what the parents want to do, because I had a bride that came in with 12 recipes that she wanted us to use from gourmet magazines.
Oh, my.
And we just sat down with a culinary team who is wonderful here, and they really love a challenge, and we put it together. It was just wonderful.
That's incredible, and that's the advantage of having such great resources. Place like the Drake Hotel that can really be creative and have that flexibility of to do extra special things like that. That's fantastic.
Well, that's a great thing about our staff here. Our culinary team is exceptional, led by our executive chef, Basim Zafar, who is Indian, and actually spent 2 weeks in India last year to research menu ideas for Indian weddings. We are now producing all of our own food at the Drake for Indian weddings, and it's just incredible the quality and the variety that he is offering. There's at least 80 different options for people to choose from. It's amazing.
That is incredible. And just the fact you've had the hotel there for, 93 years, The fact that you've done so many weddings and so many variations on things that you can say, you know, in this particular case, this is how they were able to, this is a combination that this couple used, this is something that I may suggest for this, solving problems. You've basically seen just about every variation that, that could come up, and you've got the history there, you've got the resources, the quality chefs and the quality staff that's going to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Well, it's a special day for this couple, and we want them to know that we're with them all the way.
What about a wedding cake? Is that something that's done by an outside service, or is that something you offer your clients?
Because the hotel does not have a full pastry department any longer, we feel that the best cakes come from the cake experts that are out there. Right now we're working with an award-winning Amy Beck Cake Designs, with great service and really quality work. So no complaints on the cake department.
One of the neat things that I really enjoy doing whenever we play there is they have the champagne parade. And we always play the night they invented champagne from Gigi. And it's such a magical part of the presentation. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the history of that and part of why that's included at the Drake Hotel.
Well, from what I understand, it has been... The Champagne Parade has been available since the opening of the hotel, and the formula is that there is one server with one bottle per guest at the head table. So if the bridal party is 25 people, 26 people, there are 26 servers that parade into the room at once. So it's one server per guest, and they simultaneously fill the champagne glasses. It's great for pictures, and... music is very integral with that as well.
And it's something where we will just keep playing. And a lot of, I think last time it was about 12 times we played through the entire song until they went through the entire room. But it is really quite a presentation, and it fits so beautifully into the decor of the room, the feel of the room, the historic aspect of the Gold Coast room. It's definitely a big plus and something to be able to, you want to make sure is included for your wedding there.
Well, it's all about magic, isn't it?
It really is, and it's making that 6 hours really feel like you are in the middle of a movie. And what's also nice about the Drake Hotel is that there's a great deal of warmth there, too. Even though it is a very luxurious, historic place, I feel that the staff there is just very, very helpful, very friendly, and really wants to make the bride feel like you know, the Queen of England for the day, you know?
Well, that's the name of the game, you know. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I have to say the Drake is an incredible place because of the people that work here.
And what do you love most about your job, Bill?
Well, it's really the satisfaction that I get at the end of an event when the mother of the bride or the bride will come up to me or I'll see how things are going, and they're so incredibly happy that it makes me very happy with all the work I did to make it happen. You know, that's what it's about.
And how do you stay so motivated and enthusiastic after 30 years? As you know, there are certainly some people who could easily be like, you know, contract 287 and some wedding we have in the 23rd. And what do you feel has been your key for keeping such a positive, fun, excited attitude about and keeping the staff the same way?
Well, it's all about knowing that this couple is doing it for the first time, and we want to give them the greatest experience that they'll never forget. You know, if somebody says to me, I need you to go out and find, fresh grape leaves to decorate the head table, I'll do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's to bring them what they want.
And I think that is really the mark of a great professional wedding vendor, is somebody who's really going to not just do the extra special things, but do the ordinary things with that same degree of enthusiasm. And that's something I've really worked hard to make sure is all throughout our music company. So if we're playing some song that we've done, you know, 300 or 400 times, our musicians will do it with the same amount of passion and the same amount of energy, because to this particular couple, I want them to feel, and you're certainly the same way, that this is the only wedding we have the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me all the time, you know, what's the most exciting wedding you've done or whatever. And I said, the one I have coming up on Saturday. You know, because if I say, oh, yeah, we did something for Joan Rivers or Michael Douglas or John Cusack, whatever, and although we just got some gig here on Saturday over at the But to them, I mean, that's the most incredible, important day of your life, and it's a big responsibility. And I think the real pros are the ones that look at it in that sense of really wanting to do something special for this, but something unique for that particular couple.
Exactly. It's a one-time opportunity to show what we can do.
And do you find that brides having a wedding at the Drake Hotel tend to have different types of tastes or requests that you might not find at a loft space or a museum?
No, I really don't. I think that people will come into a space and decide really in advance what they're looking for, mm-hmm. you know, and it will be adjusted based on the venue that is finally selected. There are, of course, those people that just want to have a hors d'oeuvre-style reception instead of a formal sit-down dinner. And that's something, of course, we can do as well, but that might lend itself better to a loft-type space as opposed to a ballroom. So, yeah, it varies based on the bride's desires.
And if someone, let's say, does book the Gold Coast room or the main ballroom, they would also need to book some of the auxiliary rooms as well for cocktails, or if they're having a ceremony there, or how do you determine that?
There are certain rooms that go along with the ballroom. So, for instance, the Gold Coast will consider using the Drake room, which is big enough to do up to 300 people for cocktails. It is adjacent to the ballroom. We also have what's called the French room, lovely space that I feel was the original room designed by Benjamin Marshall to be the entrance to the Gold Coast Ballroom. So when you open those doors, I love standing there just to hear all the oohs and ahs when people walk into that room. It's just it's a very special moment.
Yeah, when the bride first walks into the room, that very first moment is just breathtaking. It's got to be really fun to you. It's like giving somebody a really wonderful present, and then you open up the doors and voila, you know?
Yeah, it's neat.
Especially when it's all dressed up, because a lot of times when you walk into the room by itself, it's certainly beautiful, but when they've got it all dressed up with all the lighting and everything and all the flowers are all up, it is really breathtaking. And
and they have the right music when that door opens.
Absolutely.
That counts for sure.
we always like to have something very, very special to add to the presentation. And you can learn more about and see some of the photos of those various rooms at their website, which is www.thedrakehotel.com. And the phone number there, once again, is 312-932-4327. And their address, if you would like to stop by there, is 140 East Walton Place, which is right downtown. It's a fantastic location. Let's get down to some of the more nitty-gritty aspects of planning their wedding there. If a couple is having their wedding on a Friday, Sunday, or an off-season, which to me is January through April, are there ever discounts offers?
Yes, there are. Friday and Sundays, we'll negotiate a bit off the minimum food and beverage requirement for all of the space. Guest rooms are usually a little less expensive in the January, February, March time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk.
And in general, how does parking work there? I know downtown parking can be a little bit more of an expensive endeavor. How do you arrange that with the clients?
Well, there's a couple ways to go. I've found that very few people are actually paying for the parking when they have an event downtown. I'd say it's only 2% on the average.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people, when they come to an event that is downtown, realize that the parents and the bride and groom are spending quite a bit to put this party on, and they should expect to be paying. Well, we only charge $26 for the duration of the wedding, so mm-hmm. the rate's not that high. So I think people are understanding that they need to be paying their own parking in most cases.
Okay. And then in terms of the actual contract itself, is there a certain percentage that goes down as a deposit, or does it depend on the size of the actual event itself?
Well, we follow Hilton policy because we are managed by Hilton, and the requirement is that you reach or that you pay one quarter of the food and beverage minimum as the initial deposit. And then the final payment is 1 month prior to the wedding.
Okay. And then in addition to some of the added things that they can do, if they want to extend the bar, if they want to have late night snacks, those are all additional things that you'd be pricing out with them as well. It's all laid out in the contract too, right?
Yes, and we'll discuss that as well. And you know, in many cases, we recommend that a sweet table or snacks at the end of the evening is based on half of the number of guests that originally came for dinner, so that you're not overpaying for snacks or a sweet table.
Okay. And how does gratuity generally work?
Well, the gratuity rate in downtown Chicago is around 23%, and it's a flat rate based on the total food and beverage expenditure, and then that's distributed to the staff.
Okay, so that's kind of incorporated into the initial contract then?
Yes, it is. Okay. And one thing that I do like to tell brides and grooms is to really talk about the taxes. Because depending on how the hotel is paying their staff with that gratuity, they may have to pay tax on the full service charge, the full gratuity amount. So ask that question, because some hotels don't have to do that, because whether it's a union property or they're just paying in a different way to their staff, you will not have to pay as much tax. So ask about the tax.
Okay. And are the hotel rooms, is that something that goes into the same contract, or is that a separate contract that they need to arrange with you?
No, we try to make it simple for everyone, and we put the rooms in the same contract as the space for the wedding. We offer up to 20 rooms in a block with no obligation. That means if the rooms go unsold, there's no issue with it. It's fine. If we need more rooms, we'll just keep adding as we need them. But it's always a group rate, a special rate.
Okay. And there's a certain honeymoon suite that's for the bride and groom?
Well, the neat thing about the Drake is it was built with 65 different suites, which is pretty amazing for a 525-room property. So we offer a one-bedroom suite with a lake view included in all weddings. And the nice thing is that Wednesday prior to the wedding, we will upgrade that suite to the largest suite available in the hotel at that time. So it's all about good karma.
Wow, that is a very, very nice touch. That's a nice touch. Is there a presidential suite there, like when the president stays there?
Well, actually, our finest suite is called the Princess Diana Suite. Mm-hmm. It's a suite that she stayed in 1996 for about 5 days, and we have named the suite after her now. But it's a beautiful 5-room suite. We do try to upgrade for weddings to that based on availability. And many times we get it.
Wow. I would like to take a look at that room.
Oh, yeah.
It's spectacular.
It is. It's just wonderful.
So once they've signed a contract with you and they put down the deposit there, what's the kind of the next step of what they should expect getting?
We'll send confirmation of all the information and recommend that they call whenever they'd like to get together to finalize their plans. In most cases, the preferred way to do that is at the tasting. So when we have a tasting, we'll go through all the details, which is normally a couple months before the wedding. You know, this saves the bride a lot of phone calls, and she can just put a list together of what questions she'll have. We're always available to talk, but I just usually like to do it all at once so it's easier for them too.
And do you find that the bride and groom wants to walk through the hotel if they live out of state and they're coming into town to visit their parents? Do you find that a lot of times they want to stop by and meet with you guys and go through things, or is it and take a look at the room again and maybe show the room off to some of their family and friends?
Absolutely, and we welcome that. That's not hard at all. It's good to do because they get a better feel for the space, too, and they become more comfortable with us and with the actual room they're going to be using.
Okay, great. And what are some of the unusual requests that you've had to be relatively creative to try to accommodate?
Well, for instance, I had a wedding recently, and the bride was from Idaho, and she said, Bill, I'm going to choose your hotel if you can do one thing. And I said, what's that? She said, you have to have fresh huckleberries from the state of Idaho. So it took me a while. It took me a couple hours to find a purveyor to get them, and they couldn't guarantee it, of course, but we actually did it. We had fresh huckleberries that we put in the pancakes the next morning and used in all the drinks that night, so made them very happy.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned about that Gourmet Magazine bride. That was a huge challenge for us, but we made that happen. What other great things? you know, there's always a lot of special requests, but a lot of them have to do to try to get that suite, you know, to give the bride and groom the best suite available in the hotel.
And you've been in the business for 30 years now.
Yes.
You have done weddings in Denver, Maui, Vail, Madison, Memphis, and Germany, tremendous amount of weddings at the Drake Hotel. Is there anything unique that really kind of that you found that makes a Chicago wedding truly a Chicago wedding?
One thing is, of course, that the bar is open. It is, no one's buying drinks. You know, they don't have to pay for their own drinks, so that you know, it's a free party for all those that were invited. That's not the case in many places in the world. I remember Wisconsin, where they would invite 100 people for dinner in an open bar for an hour, and then another 150 people after dinner to come in to dance, which was highly, you know, it was acceptable there to do that and then have a cash bar.
Well,
but that wouldn't happen in Chicago.
No, that certainly is not. That's very interesting. I did not know that. And in your 30 years, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen since you've started?
Well, one of the, I don't know, those simple things, like no longer are we using a single long head table with everyone sitting on one side of it, you know, up on a riser.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different ways that head tables are being designed now, whether they're a square or, you know, a diamond shape, you know, lots of different things. But that's one thing that has changed. In fact, I have a wedding coming up where the bride and groom are going to start at a sweetheart table, but they have already picked four tables in the room that they are going to have each course at. So there'll be four different tables sharing their time with their guests. I thought that was pretty creative.
That is pretty creative, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. What else? Jared Allen from the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if I can use a name on the radio.
Wow.
We did his wedding 2 years ago, and it was great. It was just, you know, he brought a band in from Nashville, and he had to have, you know, spotlighting when they all entered the room, and smoke, and it was just a great, you know, production.
I could imagine. That's... Knowing that guy, I would have seen him on TV during the Bears games. That's not a guy I'd want to upset, you know.
He was great. He was great to work with. A lot of fun.
Seems like a lot of fun. And that's one thing, you know, for the brides and grooms out there is to keep in mind is that, you know, it's certainly a lot of work, and there is definitely some a learning curve to planning a wedding, but it's also really a lot of fun. And this is a great way to really express your personality, and your wedding should really only be things that you love and help you express who you truly are authentically as a couple. And you can get ideas from Pinterest, you can get ideas from the Knots, you can get ideas from your friends and your Facebook folks and stuff, but ultimately, you know, it's really got to be your wedding, and people should walk into your wedding and say, wow, this is really Bob and Julie's celebration here. I mean, look at the colors they picked out, the food they picked out, the venue they have, the music they have. And don't try to do things like, oh, it's the big hot trend, and, you know, Paris Hilton says you have to have this, or Martha Stewart says you have this, or even, you know, Kim Kardashian says you have to have this. Look how that turned out, right? So if you get ideas that you liked, absolutely incorporate them, but make sure they fit into your particular vision. And when you're working with top vendors like Bill McCluskey at the Drake Hotel, they're going to have the resources and the creativity to help you kind of get your vision and all your vendors for what you have for your wedding. So that's my little two cents of making your wedding really spectacular. And it's just like the friends you've had for 20, 30 years. They may show up a little late, they may not pick up the tab all the time or whatever, but those are authentic people that really are going to be there in the long run, and deep down they know that they're true to you, and leave the other friends to all your Facebook friends. So,
yeah.
So make your wedding absolutely yours and hire the absolute best professionals you can. And if you think of it like getting the Gold Coast room at the Drake Hotel is really more of an investment into your wedding and not a cost to your wedding.
Yeah.
And then once you've got a great place like that, then you can build things at that same level.
Well, and I always recommend a surprise or two. You know, like I had a wedding a few months ago where the bride and groom were into Elvis Presley, so they brought in an impersonator for 20 minutes, you know, to put on a little show. I mean, it's just something so totally unexpected. I think those are the greatest weddings.
Absolutely. We actually played there recently at the end of November. We had a couple, their last name is Murphy, and they were huge Cubs fans. So the date of their wedding was November 24th, so I bought them I had made a Chicago Cubs home jersey, and on the back we put Murphy, and the number was 24, had all their wedding guests sign the jersey, and we played Go Cubs Go for the bride and groom. So things like that that really take it to another level, and like you said, Bill, that are unexpected, and that's that extra little 10 to 20% that makes a difference between things being, yeah, it was fine, versus like something people will talk about for 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's it. If I had last-minute advice for a couple things I wanted to point out. Of course, we mentioned already to be sure you select the church first or plan the ceremony at the hotel, but be sure the hotel has done it many times, because to turn a room from the ceremony to the reception takes a lot of logistics, so be sure it's been done before. Then pick the band, photographer. And one other thing that some venues offer are certain bonuses. For instance, when you work with a Hilton property, you can receive one Hilton Honors point for every catering dollar that you spend. You know, even some Hiltons are offering one airline mile for every catering dollar. So those are extra bonuses that you don't expect or will find at many places. So something to think about.
That's fantastic. And if you get a chance, if you are engaged or not, feel free to wander over to the Drake Hotel. If you want to meet with Bill, I'm sure he'll be happy to give you a quick tour of the hotel, answer any questions you might have. It is literally one of the most fabulous rooms, not only in Chicago, and it is just such a spectacular hotel, but one of the greatest places in the nation. So if you are getting married and you're looking for something a little bit more on the upscale luxury side of things, please go over and take a look at the Drake Hotel. Take a look at their website. Call them, and you'll be absolutely thrilled, and your guests will thank you for doing that and for having such a fabulous wedding at such an incredible place.
Thank you. That's great, David. Thanks a lot.
And their website, once again, is thedrakehotel.com, and their address is 140 East Walton Place, downtown Chicago. The phone number is 312-787-2200. And once again, our guest today was Bill McCluskey, and we'd like to thank you for being a guest on the show, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And if you do need any fabulous live music, we have an incredible live music company, which is David Rothstein Music, and our website is drsmusic.com. All the shows that we have that we've done on our radio show, which is Wedding 101, are actually going to be archived on the website too. So go to drsmusic.com and go over to the Wedding 101 radio show, and you'll see all the different topics, and you'll see things from photographer, video, venue, all kinds of different services. And go through that. We're actually doing some interviews with brides and grooms now, which is very, very interesting. So you can get some great advice from people that are actually going through the same things that you're going through in terms of reviewing various vendors and what their wedding planning process was like. So be sure to go to the website, take a look at that. Go to thedrakehotel.com and review everything all about their hotel. And we'd like to thank Bill for being a great guest on the show. And thanks to all of you for listening. And we want to wish you the absolute best for your upcoming wedding. And remember to keep smiling, holding each other's hands, and enjoy the process. Do as much homework as you can, and then ask the best questions, and invest in your wedding. Get the absolute best wedding vendors that you can afford, and you'll get the absolute best results. So once again, thanks to Bill and to everybody at the Drake Hotel, and to all of you for listening. And we hope to hear from you if you have any inputs on special guests. And in the meantime, all the best for a fabulous, fabulous wedding. Thanks everybody.
Bye-bye.